It's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Here's your Skatefu Wednesday pro tip.
Hey, hi everybody. This is Art Benam. Happy Wednesday. This is the Wednesday Skatefu pro tip. This week, it's all about Excel and using it to kill algae. I know many of you have heard about and maybe perhaps even read about Excel, Flourish Excel, made by C-Chem, for providing carbon to aquariums where you don't have pressurized or otherwise CO2 being added. It does function, and it's marketed as a carbon source for your plants. And if you want to learn more about that, visit the C-Chem site. And in fact, I'll put a link in the show notes to this episode so that you can go and read about that and the Calvin cycle, etc. But that's beyond what we're talking about here today and its use. We're thinking and talking about a different use for Excel. Now, what's in Excel? Excel contains glutaraldehyde. And I hope I'm pronouncing that right. If there's any chemists out there that know exactly how to pronounce it, let me know. But it is a substance that's used as a disinfectant, and preservative in the medical field, and it kills algae. Unfortunately, at higher doses, it will also kill your plants and has the possibility of killing shrimp and more delicate fishes. So, everything I'm going to tell you here, be careful in a shrimp tank. I would use it only as a spot treatment and start with a very low dose and work your way up, keeping an eye on the shrimp. So how do I use it? I've used it in two ways to deal with algae. I've had algae outbreaks in the past due to my errors and neglect, but you come to all of a sudden see hair algae, black beard algae, etc. And it's especially good at this type of algae. So what do? Well, I will take a syringe, one of these baby syringes. I'm sure you've seen them. They're plastic. And fill up a little bit of it with Excel. Or I'll use one of the pipettes that come with some of the test kits and fill that up with Excel. I will put my hand with that syringe right up to the algae in the aquarium, and then hit it, so spot treat it. You will see that a couple of those treatments every other day will knock out that algae. I've also used it tank-wide, so I've done double, triple, even quadruple doses of Excel. Now, mind you, again, no shrimp, and not especially delicate plants. So I've made sure that I wasn't going to have a problem from that end. I've monitored closely how the plants are reacting, especially at the quadruple dose of the Excel. But the result was a very quick eradication of the algae that I had growing in the aquarium, and not much of an impact on the plants. In fact, most of the time, the plants react very well. Again, because it is a form of, I guess you would call it a carbon substitute for the photosynthetic, for growth. Plants use it for growth, creating starch and fructose and glucose. But so you'll see a benefit to the plants most of the time, but you will see the real benefit is in knocking out the algae. So not sure if you've heard of this before. My experiences have all been positive with this. If you haven't tried it, I would encourage you to try it. If you do have some pesky algae that you haven't otherwise dealt with. Now, big point of caution here, or maybe words of wisdom. Don't use Excel to deal with algae if you're not otherwise dealing with the root cause of the algae. Okay, I'm sure many of you are shaking your heads now. My problems, as an example, typically have been around going away on a business trip, something going wrong with the fertilization. And last week, the pro tip last week was automation. something went wrong with my automation. You know, my house lost power for 2 days, 3 days. And all of a sudden, the tank didn't get what it needed, and now I have algae. That sort of thing. I've come back, put everything in order, knowing that I'm putting the proper CO2 in there. I have the right dosing. I've done my water changes. So everything else is good. It's stable. I'm doing the right things. But I still have algae, and I want to deal with it rather quickly. Now, I can certainly wait it out and continue to do the right thing. And over time, the hair algae will die off, and the plants will outcompete it, et cetera. But Excel obviously just shortens that. So only use Excel as a spot treatment to deal with pesky algae when otherwise you're doing all the right things and you want to nuke it. You can also do it tank-wide. Again, be careful with your delicate items in the aquarium. Keep an eye on them and start that low doses and work your way up carefully, making sure you're not hurting any inhabitants other than the algae, obviously. So I hope that's useful to you. We'll continue to talk about ways to deal with algae in this pro tip series. But that's it for today. Try it, and I'll have some links in the show notes. Check them out. Let me know how it goes for you. I'd love to hear, especially if you had any adverse reactions from this type of recommendation. Have a great Wednesday and rest put together. So have a great rest of your Wednesday and rest of your week. I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye. And that's your pro tip for this week. Please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so that you don't miss an episode. Just go to iTunes and search for Scapefoo and hit subscribe. Or go to scapefoo.com/podcast, where you'll have all the instructions on how to do it. If you have a tip that we could use for the Scapefoo Wednesday pro tip, please send it to us at feedback@scapefoo.com. We'd love to hear it. Have a great week.